Der radioaktiv Adventskalender.
Hello everyone, I'm Harry.
And I'm Henry.
And for this edition of Radioactive's Advent Calendar, we'll be talking about British Christmas dinners. If you couldn't already tell, me and Henry are both English, but we'll be adding a slight twist.
So for me personally, I'm vegetarian, so obviously I'll be going in depth on a vegetarian Christmas dinner.
Yeah, and I am not vegetarian, and I will be talking about a traditional Christmas dinner.
Yeah. So I start with a veggie Christmas dinner, as they'll call it back home. Normally, people have a nut roast, but unfortunately, I'm allergic to nuts, so that is off the table for me. So normally, the classic Spadelle Christmas dinner is a roasted butternut squash, have some oils, some chili flakes, some seasoning, and then that's surrounded by every other Christmas dinner vegetable that you could think of. So your peas, your carrots, your broccoli, cauliflower, leeks, roast potato. You'll have like a Yorkshire pudding with it. And then in terms of pigs and blanket substitutes, you can find that through a lot of veggie options. There's so many veggie options back home, so it doesn't feel like I'm missing out majorly. I think there might be fake roast turkey or chicken, but normally the butternut squash is the go-to in my home.
Doesn't that sound just delicious? Anyway, moving on to a more common Christmas dinner in the UK, I will be outlining sort of the main things. I don't know how different this is from a German Christmas dinner, but to start off with, you often have a turkey. This is usually quite a large one, and it feeds the whole family. Following on from a turkey, you can have sort of roast ham or other cocktail sausages. But one of the most famous traditional meals or items in a Christmas dinner in Britain is pigs and blankets. They are basically a cocktail sausage wrapped around with bacon. Aside from that, you have your roast potatoes, you have your carrots, you have your peas. You also can add some bread sauce and
cranberry sauce.
Gravy, obviously.
Yeah, I forgot about the gravy. Yeah. And mint sauce as well.
Mint sauce.
So many different toppings.
Christmas dinners sort of differ, but it starts with the turkey and the potatoes, the stuffing. They're all the staples. But we'll quickly mention a few other games you can play. That's firstly, pulling crackers is fun. You get a hat, you tell a joke, everyone laughs, everyone has a good time.
Everyone does have a good time. Normally you get like a little game in there, whether it be a maze, a ball in a cup. So many variations, so many different crackers. Our family does it, so you get a little scratch card every year. Just so many things that you can do on Christmas.
Most importantly, we have to get drunk.
Yeah, drown our sorrows.
All right, bye-bye.